record, man. We still got to fight. We still got to keep. We're going to go out here and compete. Every play. Knock somebody down and get up and do it again. Dogs on three. One, two, three.
Go!
Go.
So, win on three.
One, two, three.
Win.
Here we go.
Well, welcome to the Big Apple. The Browns have arrived. We're in MetLife Stadium.
Good day, man. Good weather, man. It's going to be a good one today.
Hey, switch it up.
Man, this is beautiful weather in New York, man. Perfect weather. Time for us to finish the season out strong, man. Let's get a W versus the Jets, man. Got to. Got to go into the offseason with a good taste in our mouth, man.
That win on three. One, two, three. Win.
The Browns' trip to the greater metropolitan New York City area here during the holiday season did not turn out the way they were hoping. They could not end the five-game losing slide. They've now dropped six straight as the early lead wasted. The New York Jets behind Geno Smith rally to beat the Browns 24-13. Hi, everybody. Great to have you with us. MetLife Stadium. Michael Regei, Vic Carucci. Happy holidays to you and yours, although, Vic, it certainly was not what the Browns anticipated. And, you know, Vic, quite frankly, repetitively, they get out the strong starts. The Browns had a 10-0 lead, missed opportunities really to make it maybe 17-21, and then once again could not finish on either side of football. Vic, when are they going to figure out they're going to have to start playing 60 minutes to grab a win?
It's a little late to start figuring that out, Michael. This was really atrocious. This is the kind of thing that you hated to see this time of year, but you feared that it might. Nothing to play for, and I just didn't see the effort today. I saw a team, yeah, they got off to that strong start. This is a very bad Jets team that has a rookie quarterback who's prone to a lot of mistakes. Their defense is solid for sure, but I think the biggest issues with this Browns team continue to be what they are, defensive letdowns. And today it was compounded by a very bad performance by Jason Campbell, a quarterback. I thought early on, you know, Josh Gordon's going to have some good numbers, but lots of drop passes. It just seemed like no one's head was as into it as they needed to be today.
Probably you could make the case that both Greg Little and Josh Gordon dropped what would have been touchdown passes. So early on, you mentioned Jason Campbell. Maybe with a couple of the drops, he deserved a better fate. However, once again, his ball placement, his accuracy was not there. He missed Marquise Gray twice, one on a slip screen and then once on an out and up. That would have resulted in a pair of touchdowns.
No question about it. I mean, the plays were there. I think there has to be such frustration among the coaching staff, especially North Turner, the offensive coordinator. You design and call plays where guys get wide open and either the receiver drops it or the quarterback misfires badly. And really, that's the kind of thing that can happen. I can't imagine the frustration of this coaching staff to see those kinds of things take place on the field.
As the Browns grab the 10-0 lead for the second straight week, Edwin Baker, who North Turner had in San Diego last season, impressed. Vic, he hits the hole. He lowers his pads. He runs the football hard, averaged right around 4 yards a carry, and had a touchdown wiped off the board in the fourth quarter as the Browns had first a goal from the eight, a couple of Baker carries in the end zone. But on that second, Gary Barnidge got caught for illegal motion.
Yeah, too bad to see that, but you're right about Baker. You love when this kid has the ball in his hands, and I think for the second week in a row, he's showed that promise that you want to see from the position. Good vision on top of everything else you mentioned with the explosiveness.
Well, this is not at all what Rob Chudzinski and his coaching staff was looking for. Vic, you know, once upon a time, this football team was 3-2.
That seems like a long time ago, Michael.
They haven't won since October. Yeah. They've now dropped 9 of the last 10. You go from 3-2 to 4-11. You know, no matter how you want to put a spin on it, it's disheartening and takes your spirit away.
There's no spin to put on it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I want to feel festive. It's Christmas is right around the corner, but a game like this just takes it right out of you.
All right, let's find out how the head coach, Rob Chudzinski, looked at this one today. And again, after the Browns got off to the double-digit lead but finally fell to the New York Jets, here's Rob Chudzinski.
Not happy with that game. It's unacceptable. I think it was a tough game to swallow. Our execution was poor in a number of situations, whether it was some drops, our red zone offense, third down defense, and giving up some big plays on defense in the run game was not good enough. Oh, I bear all the responsibility. I'm the head coach of this team. So ultimately, you know, this is on me, and, you know, I'm committed to get it right.
It felt awful. Like I said, early in the game, we had some opportunities, you know, to put points on the board, and when you don't do that, you know, it keeps another team around, and then once they start to get their break and they get their confidence going, you know, it's kind of, you know, you kind of more disappointed instead of just keep playing the game. I think we start to press, and I think I started trying to press, you know, just trying to hit everything to make sure we can try to do things, and instead of just staying relaxed and just let the game come to you. You know, it's all of us in this together. You know, it's not a coach, it's not a player, it's not a, you know, it's everyone. You know, we all got to look at it. If you look at the game today and the game of the last couple of weeks, it's always a play here, a play there, you know, or a game. So it's just a stop here, or we score here, or we convert it first, or we get a stop. You know, it's just everything that's kind of mounting up and adding up right here at the end. And we just got to, you know, relax.
So as you would expect, the frustrations continue to mount for everybody around this football team. And again, not what Rob Chudzinski vision coming down the stretch. But Vic, defensively, the Browns have just shown, in losing six in a row, they're having such a hard time getting off the football field. Matt Forte ran for 100 yards a week ago, and today it's Chris Ivory in the Jets' run game. Bilal Powell, Geno Smith, they all took their turns, making the Browns pay on the ground.
You know, there were things you could, quote, hang your hat on or feel hope with, and most of that was in the defense. And as you were putting it, for the longest part of this season, runners weren't getting 100 yards on this team. Now it's happened in back-to-back games, so there's part of it. Now, losing Phil Taylor to a head injury during the course of this game certainly didn't help that. John Hughes got hurt a little later on. But still, no excuse for a defense that I think just isn't up to the level that we've seen previously. And as you put it, Michael, it's those third downs. It's getting off the field, and that is become a huge epidemic for this team.
Again, the New York Jets converted 12 third down opportunities. It is, and Geno Smith, you don't look upon
it's
him
Geno
as worthy
Smith.
Of being able to do that.
He's been a turnover machine. He's been a rookie who is ill-prepared to play or start in his first year. That's been the book on him, throwing many more interceptions than touchdowns. You know, going into this game, he was going to be a reason, I think, that the Browns had a good opportunity. But, as it bore out, he joined a long list of other quarterbacks and offenses that have had success against the Browns.
Don't know how the Browns try to faction this thing out, but they've got to try to pick it up and get ready for the second go-round with the Pittsburgh Steelers next week. Don't go away when we get back on the other side. Let's find out more with T.J. Ward, Browns strong safety. That's next when Browns Overtime returns following the loss to the New York Jets. Good to have you back, everybody, on Browns Overtime following this Browns 24-13 loss to the New York Jets as the Browns drop their sixth in a row. And we're pleased to be joined by a young man who's had an all-pro type campaign, and that's strong safety, T.J. Ward. T.J., well, story of this one today, you guys weren't able to get off the football field on third down. I mean, Geno Smith converted 12 of 17 in their run game. Was that something that you felt it was going to be difficult to control or contain, their run game?
We thought we had a solid plan coming in, you know, to this game, and they just executed a little better than we did. And, you know, we couldn't stop the run, like you said. They grinded us out, and they made the plays on third down and in the red zone when they needed to. We just didn't play, you know, good ball today, and, you know, my hat's off to them. They executed better than us.
TJ, I feel like a broken record asking you and others this question, but again, from a standpoint of disappointment, because you're a proud defense, and these weren't issues that were happening earlier in the year, but it seems as the years progressed, now we've had this and the long drives that opponents have had. How hard has this been to deal with for you and the rest of the defense?
You know, it's been very, you know, upsetting when we come in the locker room and we don't put on the performance we want to, but you know, I can't attribute it to one thing. I just don't know what's going on right now. You know, we had a solid game plan coming in, I thought. And in some areas, you know, we just didn't execute. And I could put some of that blame on myself. I feel I didn't make enough plays today. And, you know, we didn't come out with the win, and we didn't play defense like we wanted to. I think our offense played well today. And, you know, I think they played well enough for us to win, and we didn't execute.
Now, the Browns had the 10-0 lead early on. The Jets put 17 unanswered on the board. TJ, we discussed this with you a little bit this week, but you know how beloved you are by the Browns fan base. They know what your contract situation is. Is it something that you feel like if everything works out right, you'd love to be back here and continue your career as a Cleveland Brown?
Yeah, you know, I definitely love to be back. You know, I love the city, love our fans, and just looking forward to finishing this season off the way that I intended to. And you know, we got one more game against the Steelers next week, and I love to win and beat the Steelers this next week coming up.
You're one of the leaders of this football team. There's no doubt about it, and a fiery one at that. So is this the week, is this the time with that last game, just to remind everybody about the effort, about going into this thing and trying to finish it strong? Do you feel you and the other veteran leaders of the team are going to be speaking up about that?
Definitely. I think it's important to show the younger players how, you know, valuable and how important it is to play this last game out, regardless of what your record is. You know, you got a lot more to play for than just the win. You know, it's about pride. You know, it's about finishing the season off right. It's about, you know, putting good film on there, so when other people look at it, you know, it's something you can be prideful about and say, you know, I gave it my all, regardless of what our situation is. And, you know, I think we'll show up next week.
You've showed your capabilities to do just that all year long. We really appreciate you coming out as you have throughout the course of the year, and hope the Christmas and holiday season is a good one for you, man. And like you said, go get one against the Steelers.
Thank you. I hope your holidays are well as well.
Thank you. That's T.J. Ward, Browns strong safety, who is playing at a Pro Bowl level and has all year long. Don't go away. On the other side, we're going to chat with Edwin Baker for the second straight week. Got in the end zone for the Browns with that rushing TD. Don't go away. That's next on Browns Overtime. Good to have all of you with us right here on Browns Overtime. Browns got beat today, 24-13, by the New York Jets. We're pleased to be joined by the young man who has put a spark, put a little bit of flair in the Browns running game. Got in the end zone again this week as we say hi to Edwin Baker. Edwin, your ability to come in here and give this run game a boost has been much needed. What has allowed you, was it been being with North Turner last year, to fit so comfortably and, as we said, be able to spark this run game?
Absolutely. I mean, that definitely, you know, put a big difference, and by having, you know, been comfortable with an offense that I've been a part of. But it's also me just, you know, me being just doing what I've been doing my whole life, is running the ball hard and being patient and just trying to get in the end zone.
And Edwin, you're treating this like your opportunity. I mean, you're getting these chances in these two games right now, and you want to show this team, hey, you got to keep me around here next year. I can have a role. So far, I think you're making that case. Do you feel you have done the same?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's been my goal ever since. Whatever team I went to, you know, in the past, that was my goal, to stick around. You know, I was going to give them 110% every time I touched the ball, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You know, the thing that's been most impressive, we talked about a lot, is that Edwin is not a dancer, and I mean that in the most positive of ways. You hit that hole, you make yourself skinny a little bit, and then lower your pads. Has this always been your running style, and one that has been most comfortable for you?
Always been my running style. Ever since I was 5 years old, I was always told, don't be dancing in the hole. Hit the hole hard as you can, and get positive yards.
Edwin, who are some of the backs in this league that you've followed, admired, and maybe patterned a little bit after?
Definitely Ray Rice. You know, I watched him in college, and in college I was, you know, somewhat similar. Like they said, I run like him, so I definitely follow him. Adrian Peterson, and all the good backs, I try to take a little bit and put in my game.
And pass catching, of course, is a big part of it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially in college, that was a big knock on me when I was coming out, is can he catch the ball out the backfield? So I definitely have been working on that, and I'm continue working on that, and continue getting better.
Browns with just 4 rushing touchdowns on the year. This young man, who's only been with the football team for a couple of weeks, has half of them. Outstanding performance again today against a very strong run defense. Mm-hmm. And the New York Jets, have a great week of practice. We'll see you next week at Heinz Field.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Edwin Baker, who again showed why that he might be making a case for an Edwin Baker to be in the Browns backfield of 2014. We certainly will see. Don't go away when we get back right here on Browns Overtime. Fans first down. That means you get involved with some fun with both Joe Hayden and Josh Gordon. That's next. So good to have all of you with us right here on Browns Overtime, everybody. Michael Rega, Vic Carucci. Browns squander a 10-0 lead, get beat by the New York Jets 24-13. Nice thing about what we do here on Browns Overtime is being able to allow you to get involved. We call it Fans First Down. It's very interactive. You want to know from both Joe Hayden and Josh Gordon, what might it be like to go against one another this year with the new NFL Pro Bowl format? Let's find out from Hayden and Gordon.
Looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown. Joe Hayden to the Pro Bowl.
Hi, I'm Jeff Thorsberry from Madison, Ohio. And my question is, if Joe Hayden has to cover Josh Gordon in the Pro Bowl, who wins that matchup?
What up, Jeff? Thanks for your question about if, you know, me and JG had to play against each other in the Pro Bowl, who would do what? I'll let JG start off.
I mean, a great player like Joe, I know he gets in, he gonna make his plays, you know, but throughout a whole game, I'm gonna get mine too, so.
I feel it, you know, that's the thing, we're playing against somebody like JG, you know, born against the best in the game, you always gotta know they gonna get theirs and be in corner, you gonna definitely try to get yours, man. It'll be a battle, for sure, man.
It'll be a fight all day, that's for sure.
It's just like practice.
Exactly.
He throws down the middle. Gordon caught it. 25, 30. He's out to the 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He is gone. 10-5 touchdown. Unbelievable. 95 yards.
Vic, be fun. It could happen in this new format.
It really could. It's great that these players this year get drafted, and so teammates on their regular teams could be opponents in the Pro Bowl. I think it makes it a whole lot of fun, and that was the whole idea, is try to inject something that make the Pro Bowl a little more interesting.
Yeah, that's down the road. One more football game for the Cleveland Browns to play in this 2013 season. Nobody wanted to be 4-11 going into it. Nobody thought this football team would be 4-11. But, Vic, it is still so very, very imperative that a lot of these young men go out and play to the utmost of their capabilities to try to secure spots. Let's start with the offensive side of the football. Sure. A lot of talk about the offensive line. Sean Laval, Jason Pinkston, even Alex Mack, Mitchell Schwartz. How might some of this play out for that O-line?
Well, one of the things you're seeing at guard is the alternating that's been done. Today it was Jason Pinkston and Garrett Gilkey. So they're taking a look at the rookie to see how he might work in there, and I think this is clearly part of that evaluation process because you got to know what you have in Gilkey, the seventh-round draft pick. But I'm thinking some changes in that interior. And then we'll see is this the last game for an Alex Mack? I mean, his contract is up, and he's I don't know when you kind of look at him playing and talk with him and hear kind of the buzz whether or not he'll be back with this Browns team. Same situation for a T.J. Ward at safety just because his contract comes up. I mean, these are top players that you'd like to retain, but there are other guys, as you say, who could be in jeopardy. Greg Little on the offensive side.
No question. And you know, Devon Best not ending the football season active. And that's been a disappointment, brought in as a free agent. And Little and Best were expected to add so much production to this receiving core. And quite frankly, Vic, it just never materialized. It wasn't for Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron at the tight end spot. You don't even want to think about what this past game would have been.
No, there would be nothing. We got a little glimpse today of a Josh Cooper stepping in for Best. And, you know, he had a couple of plays, so it would be nice to see where that goes. You would think Willis McGahee, pretty much a one-year stay that he had on this team this year to kind of plug a hole. But hopefully we get to see more of guys like Edwin Baker, and then you can look forward to maybe a Deion Lewis coming back. But these are the guys that I think when you see this last game, and again, based on the effort today, I just hope you can get more heart into it. Is it because this is a non-divisional opponent and it'll be different in Pittsburgh because it's Pittsburgh? I hope so.
Then, as we know, the quarterback situation is going to have to be addressed in some way, shape, or form. The Browns, you know, don't look at Jason Campbell as your starter going forward. We know that's the case with Brandon Weeden. Does this all lead to the strong hint that there will be a quarterback selected, and most notably in the first round?
I don't think there's any question about that, and I think Jason Campbell, you know, would get a start, of course, to finish off his time with the Browns. I would be doubtful about his chances of returning realistically here, but, you know, play it out with him and basically go into next year with the new plan. You got Brian Hoyer coming back from that knee injury. We'll see what the draft brings. I think this team adds two new quarterbacks who are not on this team right now.
Yeah, so that's a lot of upheaval on the offensive side of the football. And yeah, then we didn't linebacking position two on the interior. You probably might have to look at that as
Definitely.
Well.
Craig Robertson, you know, having his struggles obviously in coverage, and then we'll see what they do to fortify themselves, maybe even with another pass rusher.
I mean, right.
I think that's needed
yeah.
too.
And while young guys are getting an opportunity on the corner opposite Joe Haden, that too could bring change and new additions to the Cleveland Browns. Got one more to go, though. That's against those Pittsburgh Steelers who are in action in Green Bay today against the Packers, still alive and trying to win the NFC North. So, Vic, it's one more opportunity to put it out there on tape for this football team and try to find a way to end this now. What is a six-game losing slide?
Six-game slide, and I'll tell you, Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, is going to, I think, have his team ready to play next week.
Sure.
I really do.
No question about that. Vic, good stuff from here in New York City. We'll do it again out of Heinz Field, and we expect to see all of you with us as this 2013 Browns season and calendar year looks to end next week in Pittsburgh. Today, didn't have enough. Couldn't finish. Browns led 10-0. Fall to the New York Jets in the final at 24-13. Now for producer Andy Hecht, all of our terrific crew behind the scenes. For Vic Carucci, I'm Michael Regei. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you next week on another edition of Browns Overtime. Till then, so long.